You're not sick, Amelia, no.
No?
No, you're a little farsighted.
Hey y'all, so this is Justin, aka the Painted Man, aka the Lazy Ass, who has not posted a new podcast for the Farsighted or Drive All Night in quite a while, a good few weeks. I'm not really all that lazy, I'm just pretty damn busy, but such is life. So I'm still going to try to do something, you know, every week or two for each of them. Maybe I can get on some kind of pseudo schedule where I'm alternating once each other week or whatever, but who knows. As of right now, what I'd like to say is, since you haven't heard from me in a while, pretty much every podcast that I've mentioned so far has had multiple new episodes, and I'll start by highlighting a couple of those. Before I even go any further, I just would like to say, those who are listening, in the last few weeks, we've lost a couple really awesome people in music and movies who specifically have passed away from cancer. Cancer is really awful. We know this. I'm sure everyone listening has been touched by cancer in some way in their life. My mother had appendix cancer. And several other family members. I've had, Hodgkin's lymphoma, and my grandmother died of cancer that was believed to begin, in her, I'm losing track of my exactly, but by the time it was found, it was in everywhere. So that was really rough, really quick when we found out. But that was when I was quite younger. Point of the story is cancer is taking a lot of lives from everyone, but in the last few weeks we lost Lemmy from Motorhead, we lost David Bowie about a week and a half after him, and just most recently we just lost Alan Rickman. We also lost Angus Scrimm. I don't believe he was passed with cancer. I'm not exactly sure what happened with him. I know he's not a young guy, so it could have been a lot of stuff. So, you know, a couple movie stars and a couple music folks really, really sucks. So you heard some kind of pseudo mashup of Motorhead with some Bowie vocals. I'd love to actually hear somebody much better than I do a real, like, mashup of their stuff. I don't know why. I just think it'd be really cool. I don't have the time nor the appropriate software to do a good job on something like that, so... that's why you just had little tiny clips the way it was. But I love Motorhead, and I love Bowie. Lemmy also did a project called Headcat with Slim Jim from Slim Jim Phantom from the Stray Cats. That project is freaking awesome. It's all old rockabilly and rock with Lemmy singing, and I don't know how you can beat that. And then David Bowie, you know, if you don't know David Bowie, I don't even know what to say to you. The guy's everywhere for the last five, 6 decades. I mean, he's been, you know, from the early 70s on, he's been ever-present in the world music scene, much less just the American music scene. He's not originally from America, obviously, he's British. But Bowie definitely, you know, made a huge mark on the American music scene, and just music in general. So before we move on and I talk about those podcasts, those of you listening, as long as you're not driving, because, you know, this is Drive All Night, why not pour yourself a drink in honor of these folks? If you're an alcoholic, I'd probably stay away from it, too. Nonetheless, I'll be enjoying, when I get home later on, a Lemmy, as they're now petition has dubbed to change the name of the Jack and Coke to Lemmy. I'm a Diet Coke drinker, but I still rock the Jack. Or other whiskeys with my Diet Coke quite often. I have some Jack and Holmes specifically to toast the man. So I'd say go ahead and do the same if you're so inclined. So I'm going to now move on to what I was going to do to start this podcast, which is talk about some of those podcasts that you've heard me talk about already and just mention some of their new episodes that have intrigued me. First and foremost, Cinepunks, who I have plugged many times already in the two episodes so far, and I've plugged a punch in the Farsighted. Friends of mine, Josh and Liam, I've known Liam for a long time. I've known Josh for a much shorter time, but they're both really awesome guys, and I, even as much as I like to give Liam crap, mostly because he likes to give me crap, they are good people, good human beings. So I think you should check out Cinepunks. And if you have had the chance to see The Hateful Eight, their latest episode is about that movie. It does contain spoilers. So you can listen to the first, you know, half hour-ish or maybe a little bit 20 minutes of the episode before they get really into spoiler territory when they start talking about the actual movie. Before that, they cover some other cool stuff. So you still could check it out. Check out the beginning. If you are new to Cinepunks and you haven't seen The Hateful Eight, check out their year-end episode before that, or really, which this one is actually the one where they cover their best of. So maybe it is a good way to start with the beginning of this one. But their last episode prior to this was really good that they did as their last one of last year. So check that one out, too. You really could check out any other episodes, lots of great ones. You know, feel free to tweet at me if you want a starting off point, and, you know, you can let me know a little bit about what you're into, and I can kind of point you in a fun direction. Great podcast, lots of fun, good dudes. Doug Tilley's podcast, who I've also plugged a bunch, No Budget Nightmares, and Eric Roberts is the Fucking Man. Both of them have had new episodes since we last talked. No Budget Nightmares has had one, and I think Eric Roberts is the Fucking Man has actually had two.
Americans are going nuts for the Powerball lottery. You can win like $1 billion on it, Mo.
It's insane.
Do you have your lottery ticket, Mo?
Nah, I don't gamble.
No, nor do I, because it is a sin, and as all listeners know, that's something I really keep a close eye on.
Deeply religious man.
It's not that so much. I feel like I have such a kind of deep chasm of sins already. Adding to the list is probably not a good idea.
Probably not.
But I'm
already going to hell. So who? I mean, maybe I should. I don't know. Whatever.
But you'll hear a lot of people say, you know what? Don't buy a lottery ticket because your odds of winning, you're more likely to get struck by lightning. Right, Mo?
I think they said you're likely to get struck by lightning while you're being attacked by a shark.
Right. So it's very not likely. But I'll tell you what, and this is a little secret. If you were to enter this contest, your likelihood of winning would be significantly higher.
Ridiculously more likely.
Yes, a lot more likely, because this is a very unpopular podcast.
So I interrupted a little bit and played you a short clip so you could hear that there's a contest on No Budget Nightmares. When I recorded this little bit driving around in the car, which, sorry, the quality is pretty awful, I also was incorrect because it was recorded a little bit ago, and since that time, there's actually been two new No Budget Nightmares episodes, and the latest one has a contest, as you just heard them talk about. Here's a little more of the details.
Contest time! It's time for a contest because I want to give away, Mo, I'm crazy, and I want to give away an ultimate edition of The Dead Next Door directed by J.R. Bookwalter.
It's the least we can do.
It is literally the least.
Literally the least we can
well,
do.
Well, actually, I guess the least we could do is just nothing at all, but I'm going to do you one better, and I'm going to send out a copy of the ultimate edition of The Dead Next Door to whoever wins our contest.
So first off, you have to be a member of the Facebook group. So go to www.facebook.com/group/nobudgetnightmares, all one word.
It's worth creating a Facebook account just to do that.
It kind of is. Mm-hmm. And here's what we want you to do. Okay. We want you to either record a video or audio file. Video would be preferable in my opinion, just because then we get to see your beautiful faces.
And of course, whatever you do send us has to be publicly available for us to show. So if you give it to us privately, we're going to put it on the Facebook group because we want everybody to see it.
Exactly. And we want you to pick your favorite, line of dialogue, audio clip, sound effect, whatever, from a movie that was covered on the show, has to be covered on the show, and put it in. We'll give you so much time. We'll say 2 weeks.
Yeah, at least 2 weeks from when this episode gets released. Yeah. I think that's a very kind of fair amount of time. Video or audio, just record yourself recreating a favorite moment from one of the films covered on this show. You know what my favorite is, Mo?
Uh-oh.
That guy going, oh, my nuts.
Both of them have had good episodes. I actually really love both of those shows every time I listen to them. I honestly don't miss an episode of either. The most recent Eric Roberts one, in a little bit of connection to, we just talked about The Hateful Eight, is about a couple different westerns that Eric Roberts was in. Sadly, in the most recent episode, Doug announced that his co-host for Eric Roberts is the fucking man, Todd Rigney. I cannot speak. I called him Rigby the first time we talked about him. Todd Rigney. He is on a hiatus from the show. Probably come back as a guest every once in a while, but he will not be a co-host, at least for now. So those are a few of the podcasts we've talked about that have had new episodes. There's a couple podcasts we haven't talked about that I do want to highlight. So after this brief interlude of some wonderful David Bowie music, we will come back and I will talk about a few new podcasts that are new to you, or maybe not. Maybe you've heard of them, but definitely ones that I think you should check out. So here's some Bowie, one of my favorite songs ever recorded by the man.
Guitar, jamming good with Webb and Gilly and the spiders from Mars. He played it left hand, but made it too far. Became the special man, then we were Ziggy's band. Ziggy really sang, screwed up eyes and screwed down hairdo. Like some cat from Japan, he could lick 'em by smiling, he could leave 'em to hang. They came on so loaded, man, well hung in snow white tan. Jiving us that we were voodoo. was the gnat with God-given ass. He took it all too far, but boy, could he play guitar.
I guess it's kind of cheating playing a clip from that song earlier and then the whole song later, but you know what? I don't care. I could have played a lot of other Bowie songs, but that particular one has always been a favorite of mine. I've actually found a couple really awesome covers of it recently because I went on a Spotify kick of creating these cover playlists as well as essential playlists of both Lemmy and Bowie. And there's a really awesome cover of Ziggy Stardust by Grade, punk band. Awesome punk hardcore. I don't know what the hell to call Grade, but I really like them. And pretty awesome song. Pretty awesome cover of a already remarkable song. The original is probably still the best one, of course, but you know, I digress. So I'm no longer on my phone, but I am yawning like a mofo, so apologies. You know, maybe it's from playing some clips of No Budget Nightmares, because Mo likes to yawn quite a bit. He'll admit it. He admits it pretty regularly. They often rip on their podcasting skills, and what's funny is they're significantly better podcasters than I'll ever be, so it is what it is. With that said, let me introduce you to a couple other podcasts that I've gotten into lately. I'm going to start with a local one, another movie podcast, local to me because they're from the Philadelphia area. It's called Say You Love Satan. I'll first tell you that it's not for the faint of heart, that as far as like people who don't like foul language and crude humor. They do like to crack pretty awful jokes, sometimes envelope pushing jokes, if you will, a little bit close to breaking the seal. Sometimes I'm air quotes offended. But I'm not really, because I know they're just kind of fucking around and it's in good fun. But the actual content's fun. They are a 80s horror movie podcast. And here's a little sample.
We're here for the Christ.
Look, mister, I don't know what you're talking about.
We want Christ.
Intellectual decay! Turn it off and watch a priest!
Okay, so the year is 1494.
Damn!
Okay? And you are a French soldier. You're a man.
You're
right? Legionnaires.
And you're invading Naples.
Mm.
Okay? You conquer the city and you take it over.
I will take you,
so
Naples.
You decide, you and your buddies, night on the town.
Come Raven here, Village. Buddy. Right? Raven Village.
We're going to have a night on the town.
You're going to go booze it up.
We are going to go booze it up.
And then you're going to go visit some brothels.
Je voudrais un slata.
So, just a really brief clip. They were actually talking about syphilis there, because one of the things they do before they review, if that's what you want to call, they do something called pathology perversions. And essentially, it's just a creepy disease or affliction. And yeah, this was about syphilis. And I really enjoyed the little laughable moments of Napoleon or something like Napoleon. I don't know if you could hear that. My dogs are barking in the background, but I think that's my cue to move on to the next podcast. I'm going to switch gears and talk about something completely different from all these movie podcasts and a couple other culture podcasts that you've heard me talk about. And this one is called How We Got Here. It's Seth Tower Hurd, who is a really awesome dude I know, who used to be a DJ in the CCM Christian music world, and now he writes books and does a little bit of everything. And you hopefully heard him talk to me on my other podcast, my main podcast, The Farsighted. But I'm not positive that you did, so that's just a brief introduction of the man, and I will have some links if you want to check out a little bit about Seth. But he does a podcast about history and current events and kind of how they're connected sometimes, so it's really awesome, and here's a short clip.
Check one. Hello. Good. All right, friends. I got to go to work. This isn't going to be a traditional episode with, like, the intro and the little snappy intro line and then cue the music and then come back and do the show and then the outro music and, like, the episode. That's just – got to go to work. Can't happen. But I did have some stuff I wanted to throw your way. I did a Facebook video yesterday. But a lot of times people who watch my videos and people who listen to the podcast aren't, like, the same people. So I wanted to give it to you. And if you did watch the video, this is going to be different. So the title of this is The Brotherhood of the BLM. No, that's not the title. All right. There's two things that have been in the news this year with the tagline BLM, or the initials. The Black Lives Matter movement and the Bureau of Land Management. I want to talk about how those two fights are connected, okay? If you don't know what's going on in Oregon, you need to go read about that on the internet, because I just don't have time, because I got 20 minutes to do this episode, 10 minutes to shower, and then I got to walk out the door, okay? So I'm not going to recap it, but first of all, I do want to point out that, yes, Cliven Bundy, the father of the guys that have organized this thing in Oregon, is without a doubt a racist. What he said about black people is inexcusable and abhorrent. The blacks are better off in slavery than they are now. That's really jacked up. I'm in no way aligning myself with the family. However, what these people are doing in Oregon is not terrorism, okay? And I'm seeing a lot of my black friends be very upset that, you know, if these were blacks or Muslim, if these were blacks, they'd be shot. Muslims, they'd be, you know, charged. Mexicans, they'd be deported, but they're white, so they're getting away with it. Well, with all due respect, Muslim terrorists tend to go in and kill a bunch of people, and that's what I would call terrorism, like executing life. This is much more of a protest, and that they're holding something the same way that students hold a building on campus when they're upset about something.
Wow, I went with something controversial to start, huh? Seth is controversial sometimes and not necessarily so other times. He's certainly not a Mr. Conservative, and he's certainly not Mr. Liberal. He's very liberal on a lot of things, and he's very conservative on others. And ultimately, though, he's this podcast is more about highlighting how current events and history kind of work together. This particular episode that was one of the most recent, I think it was the most recent, actually, he just gave a short little explanation of the Oregon standoff and what's going on, and really interesting, worth listening to. And it's short, so it's a good way to start. There's a lot more. He had, the director of Dear White People on. He's had a lot of other cool guests, a lot of great discussions, and it's only been running for a short period of time, and it's already, really interesting. So definitely check out that podcast. And if you were intrigued by the controversial statements that he made that I don't necessarily agree with, which I'd love to have some more discussions with him about. Maybe that's a reason to check it out so you can argue with him, or you can find out that he's not necessarily what you think he is based on those statements. He's got a lot of really good historical evidence and reasons to believe what he believes. So that was Seth, and you heard a little bit about his podcast and a little bit about Say You Love Satan. Vastly different podcasts, but both of them are ones that I subscribe to. That's the theme of this show. Podcasts that I like. So thanks for sticking with us. We kept it under a half hour today. Hooray. And check out The Farsighted, which should drop, if you're listening to this, it probably already has dropped if you aren't listening to this the first day it's out, but it'll be out tomorrow if you're one of the people that's checking it out right away. And The Farsighted episode's probably the most theological I've been ever on the podcast. Good discussion with a friend at breakfast. So, and hopefully the sound quality doesn't bug anyone. I think it came out pretty damn good for being in a crowded place, and you can hear all of our discussion. So thanks for sticking with us. Check out all the podcasts on here. Go enter the No Budget Nightmares contest, and here's some music to take y'all out. Enjoy some podcasts while you drive all night.
I'll take you.
I guess I lied. I said it was going to clock in under a half hour. It's 33 minutes and 28.9. Yeah, you get the point. Thanks for sticking around, y'all. Is this thing on? Check. 1, 2, 1, 2.